Let's go ahead and start recording.
Hey, you can talk to me so I can help you with you.
Okay. I'll talk to you after.
Let me know when you're ready to go and.
We're ready.
Ready? Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the Board of Commission meeting today. And as we've repeated ourselves many times before, we'll begin with a prayer reading or thought from someone in the audience. And a volunteer to provide lead us in the pledge. Is there anyone here who would like to do the Pledge of Allegiance? Would you? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Chaplain Cuddles. Thank you.
Good afternoon, commissioners, guests. It is a great privilege to take this moment. Let us pray. Almighty God, the psalmist says, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." This meeting, Lord, has been called to order, and our first order of business is to pursue and to pause and to choose to be alone with you as our hearts reach out to your heart, our souls reach out to your soul, and our strength reaches out to your strength. Lord, we seek unity with you. We now are more ready to dwell together in unity with each other. Though one prays, each of us, Lord, is fashioning this moment of created solitude, of being available only to you, so that we might become available to one another. In this brief moment of solitude, we who are available to you become ready to be available for the tasks assigned to us this day during this time of meeting and decision on behalf of Utah County. Lord, we breathe in peace and breathe out confidence. We breathe in grace, and we breathe out assurance. As we breathe in servant ministry, we breathe out community. Thank you, O Lord, for breathing upon us that we might be filled with new life, purpose, and resolution during our time together. In the name of eternal holiness, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Carrie Bennett.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, what we'll do is we'll go through the agenda items.
Mr. Chair, may I have just a moment?
Sure.
I apologize. I did not mention my name. Reverend Keith Couples, Provo Community Congregational United Church of Christ. Thank you.
Thanks, Reverend.
Thank you, Reverend.
Okay, what we'll do now is we'll go through the regular agenda items listed. And I've gone through all of them, and I've asked some questions, I've had some answers, but what we'd like to do now is look to see which ones we want to discuss, and those that we don't, we'll just go ahead and move to consent as approved. So we'll start with numbers 1 through 11, because 10 and 11 seem to be related to each other. Do you have anything that you want to hold, Commissioner Gardner or Lee?
I do. It's been asked by staff that we continue item number eight. And then on item number 9, it's important for us to approve that, but approve it contingent on Provo City accepting the same years of the cycle of the agreement. Is that good enough, Rob?
Yes. Okay. So amending the Provo City, we're amending their agreement from 12 years to 15 years like the county.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. To 12 to 15 years.
And, I wanted to discuss the item number 4.
Number 4. Are there any other items?
Okay. There's, all the way through the end?
I would say we'll go in number 12 through 21 then?
On number 21, it's not quite clear if we're approving or or not. So I'm fine with leaving that on as approval on consent for item number 21.
Okay. Rob, do you have any additional insight on that that we should touch on this at this point?
My understanding is that is a request from a potential user of facilities here at the county for a modified insurance number for that event.
Right.
Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, it went from $3 million to $1 million.
The modified amount.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So yeah. From $3 million to $1 million, I believe it is.
I think it was to $2 million. Yeah. Oh, was it to $1
Yes.
One? Okay.
Yes.
Was that the only item then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll move all of those then to consent from number 12 through 21 to consent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I understand we want in closed session hold 22 and 25. Is that correct? Any others?
That's all I have.
That's all I have. Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so we'll strike 23 and 24.
Yep.
I think that does it.
Okay, I show us holding number 4, continuing number 8, 1 week.
1 week, okay. That's 1 week.
Approving number 9, contingent to Provo City, amending their document from 12 to 15 years.
Okay.
Number 21, approving on consent with the modified amount from $3 million to $1 million. We're holding as stated number 22. Striking 23 and 24, and holding as stated number 25.
Okay. Any other points there? If not, we've just moved all of that to consent. And now we'll begin with agenda item number 4. Commissioner Gardner?
Yeah, I just was wondering on that. I noticed that the contract talks about them procuring on behalf of the county. I'm wondering what the process they're going to use to procure is. I noticed that the amount is $25,000. I'm wondering if we got any bids on that or if we're utilizing the exception for those bids. I'm wondering how we came up with the amount for $25,000. I know last year we paid significantly less for these services, plus there includes a 10% bonus. So anyway, how did we come about those agreements? What was the reasoning behind it? What were the thoughts there?
That there was a solicitation that went out to 4 groups, and 2 had responded, but they were not able to get anywhere near this. And so we went with this group who organized it for us last year. And this amount is to be paid to those 2 individuals. And in past years, we had hired someone for $68,000. So this is substantially less. And in past years, the individual also got, I think it was 10% or better. I don't recall what the exact percentage was for all donations or contributions from businesses to the fair. And so they will be getting about 10% of all contributions to the fair as well. And so that's what they did do. What we did then did is after we got the information, we went to the civil division and conferred with them and let them know who had responded, who had not, or not who had
not. Well, as I say, and I haven't seen the bids from the other folks, so I'm just wondering what those bids looked like. You know, when we talk about, you know, we paid someone $68,000, did we hire them full time or did we, or were they contracted through another agency?
Yeah. The $68,000 person was pretty much full-time, as I understand it.
Were they a full-time county employee? Were they a contract employee? Were they an employee of someone we subcontracted with?
We like, subcontracted I just want to make sure. To them, yeah. Pretty much as this one's going now.
Because what I was aware of is that in the past, we had, like, contracted with another organization for $150,000, and then they hired someone. So anyway, I mean, Bill, you know more about how it's run in the past. Can you answer those questions?
We contracted with UVCVB,
mm-hmm.
And they hired the fair director,
mm-hmm.
and so they managed all that through.
Right, but when we hired them, they did all. They ran all the contracts.
They ran all the contracts. Yep.
They ran all the money ran through them.
Yep.
All the sponsorships ran through them.
Yep.
So this is a completely different scenario, then, is it not?
Right, yeah. Now everything would have to go through our procurement process, you know, here in the county, for sure. And I guess the question, you know, I think you raise one. So, and Robert, did it go through our process then for the bidding process? I think that's a fair question to ask.
I would like to see more of like the responsibilities. Like before, like you said, we contracted with someone else, UVCB, for $150,000.
Yeah.
Then they hired someone and that person had a job description that listed what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
This one, seemed very vague. And so it's like, I just want to make sure that we know what we're getting, what the cost of that is. Anyway, can you talk to us about the bids?
Robert Baxter, purchasing manager. Since this didn't rise to the threshold of requiring a formal RFP, which is $50,000, this was a less formal process that was done internally. So I'm not privy to, I haven't seen what went out. In speaking with Lisa Shepherd, I was told that it went out to four vendors, I guess. And my understanding was only one responded. At least that's what I was told.
I thought there was a second.
This is Ben Van Noy, County Attorney's Office. I don't know if Lisa's there. I believe she sent it out to five different bidders, but two of them, Mike and Craig, responded together. They were the only respondents.
So the two that responded, are they both part of this contract? Is that what that is?
That's correct. They formed a partnership under a different name. That's who we are contracting with, but it's under the direction of Mike and Craig, who did it last year.
Now, I know when I spoke with Lisa, I'd mentioned to her that there would need to be some sort of a criteria and a process of how it was selected. But since only one responded, then it essentially was a pass-fail. If you were satisfied with them, then you could go with them.
Yeah. Sorry, I was watching on Zoom. I thought I better get over there and answer these questions. Lisa Shepherd, work for Commissioner Sakovich. Out of breath because I was running all the way down the stairs and all the way over here. So I'll try to get my breath. Yes, can answer those questions. So sent out an email with all of the duties, basically took what the Explore Utah Valley, sorry, I just out of breath. Explore Utah Valley, what the job duties were there, and made it into what we did last year. But as far as the hybrid that we did, the contracts actually come through the commission just like they do right now. And all the bidding and, all of the purchasing comes through the county still.
Okay.
And so they don't have to do that part. $68,000 plus $300 a month in car duties, in car expenses, was for the woman who was doing the job. And it was a full-time job. She did leave early, and so she didn't complete that. What we did last year, we just had some volunteers, as you remember. And we did compensate them in the end, a very small amount. But the amount of work that goes into getting this fair together is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent out an email, and the email went to a former fair director,
mm-hmm.
and two event companies, and both of the fair directors from last year, and solicited from them. We only got back from our former fair directors. That's all that came back. And so there is a list of duties.
Okay.
And those
are outlined in the contract?
They absolutely are. Yeah.
I saw a lot of the boilerplate information in the contract, but I didn't necessarily see the bulleted list, but I was
okay.
Just scrolling through.
Well, I can actually send that to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay. So there is it is tied to a list of duties. And
it is.
Okay,
yeah,
I saw the payment schedule. That all made sense.
Right. And this whole thing, I checked with Robert Baxter on every step of this path to make sure that we were doing this accurately. And if I understood everything he said to me, we did.
What would make sense if there was only one, you know, if we only saw one bid because only one came back, right? That's what I was wondering is why don't I see the other bids? But the answer is because no other bids were returned.
No other bids came in.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it is, let me see if I can remember this, $25,000 on the contract for their compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there was a $500 for reimbursement
Yeah, and then I think there was like 10%
of for what the
sponsorships
they
that they get.
Right.
Right.
And the amount of sponsorships that they get, 10% is an excellent. It was 10 and 15% for that employee that we talked about, that the UCBB. And that was depending upon if it was a new one or not. And we just went with 10%. That's what they put in there.
Okay.
I thought that was a great deal for the county. Yeah. So I think for the services that they do, I think we're still getting a heck of a deal.
Yeah. Nope, that makes sense.
Of a deal.
I just had those questions I needed answered.
Okay,
so
thank you
so much.
So, and I, as I read down through it, I didn't see any, I see the, there's a lot of work and there's a lot that's going on there. The only question I have, which I just stumbled upon as I was reading the first part again, it says, the purpose of the contract, and it's probably outlined in the contract as well, but I just want to make sure. And it says, that the contractor shall work under the direction and the communication with the Utah County Commission Chair in managing procurement services and events for the 2020 Utah County Fair. The only concern I have with that is that the chair position is going to change from year to year. And I think if that's what we're going to agree to, then we're going to probably understand that it's that we're going to rotate. So we don't always rotate our portfolios every year, but if this is what we're looking at doing is changing it so that it will be managed underneath the chair, I'm fine with that. I just want to point that out.
Right.
That
is, or if this is a one-year contract, maybe
or if
work
this is
for
a one-year contract,
it expires in end of 22, and potentially sooner if all the tasks are completed.
Yeah,
okay. And, but that's a great point. Yeah,
and probably second just on the fair is the. Is in general the commissioner's event.
Yes.
Although it's underneath the chair, the commissioners need to be totally involved in the whole process going through. Yeah. Okay.
Commissioners, this is Brian Vokes. Could I make a quick comment?
Yeah.
Sure.
So years ago, the county used to have a single person who ran the fair and managed it. And so I looked that up to see how much we paid them because I couldn't remember how much it was. So I verified this at least for the years of 2015 and 2016. And we paid that one person a total of $25,000 a year to run the fair. So, which as I recall, I think is actually the same amount as what is being proposed for 2022. So I just wanted to make sure you had that information.
Perfect. That's helpful. Thank you so much for looking that up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I actually like the fact that we have, if you go out there and get sponsors, that's work.
I agree.
Going out and getting sponsors. And so if the fair can get 90% with a 10%, you know, finder's fee on that, I am totally fine with that kind of work going out there. I wonder how that works with the general current sponsors that we already have, if that's included. There would be a 10% on the ones that we normally already have as, please come up. I just want to know what that, and since they put a bid in, it might be nice to know what their understanding is with that as well. If we have current sponsors that come year after year after year, is that a new sponsorship that we're talking about?
It is all sponsorships. It's just a 10%. And I will tell you that we don't get them all every year. They've been fighting to keep a couple of them.
Okay.
We've been fighting that this last few months to try to keep them.
So and so AMPM towing,
there's been some people retire, some companies fold. And so they are out. They will be and they are out knocking on doors, making sure that we're getting sponsorships. And that is a great deal for the county. Are there any other questions before I go sit back down that you have about this?
We're trying to give you a chance to breathe. And
I do. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And I haven't located that yet, but it's.
I guess one more question that just came to my mind. So, as the bids came in, the $25,000 is the bid.
That is the bid.
There's
only one bid that came in.
Okay.
And actually, that person that had that, I guess Brian looked it up. Thanks for doing that, Brian. That person we emailed as well to try to see if he wanted to come back and do the fair.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I didn't get any response from him.
Okay.
So that's interesting that Brian brought that one up. So thank you. But I will get more to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further comments?
I think we got our questions answered.
Motion?
Yeah, we can make a motion to approve item number 4.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Okay, we're down. Okay, 8 has been continued 1 week. And then and 9 has been taken care of with the change of years.
I think we might be at close
session. Keep going. We're getting quick.
We should stretch this out a little bit longer. Is there anything else we could talk? No, I guess.
Public comment. Well, Eldon's here, so we can stretch it out a while if we've got public comment.
Well, that's where we're going to now is public comment. So are there any public comments? Eldon accepted.
But Eldon open mic time is my favorite time of the meeting.
Is there anyone online that I don't see on the screen here? Maureen? Anyone raising their hand? Okay, then that concludes this regular agenda item session then. Thank you, everyone. Okay, we are back to regular agenda, public session, final motion.
Motion adjourned.
I'll second that motion.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.